This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Israel-Hamas began a four-day truce Friday morning, the first batch of 13 Israeli hostages are said to be released from Gaza in the afternoon, according to Qatar, which has helped to coordinate the deal.
13 Israeli women and children are expected to be freed from Gaza on Friday as part of a four-day ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel. Qatar, which helped broker the agreement, said they would be the first batch of hostages released. Here's Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed Al-Ansari.
They will be 13 in number, all women and children, and those hostages who are from the same families will be put together within the same patch. Obviously, every day will include a number of civilians, as agreed, to total 50 within the 4 days.
The first pause in 7 weeks of war involves a comprehensive ceasefire in north and south Gaza, though fighting raged on in the hours leading up to it.
That's Reuters' Diane Toe reporting. An anti-Islam populist who has surged a huge election victory in the Netherlands says he's ready to join the next Dutch coalition government.
Far-right Dutch politician Geert Wilders got a standing ovation when he met his lawmakers at the Parliament building. With nearly all votes counted, Wilders' party was forecast to win more than double the 17 the party secured in the last election. Can you imagine it? 37 seats, he said to cheers. Wilders' election program included calls for a referendum on the Netherlands leaving the European Union and migrant pushbacks at Dutch borders. Hague resident Norbert van Bienen told the AP.
Many people are very focused on one particular problem, which is immigration.
The result is sending shockwaves through Europe.
AP's Karen Chalmers, this is VOA News. Three young children were among five people injured in a knife attack in Dublin on Thursday that sparked riots in the city center, in which police have not yet ruled out if any motive over, including whether or not it could be terror-related.
Anti-immigrant protesters clashed with riot police, burned down cars and buses, and looted shops. That's after a 40-year-old man went on a stabbing spree in the early afternoon that injured five people, among them three young children, including a five-year-old girl who had serious injuries. The 40-year-old man remains in custody, though police would not comment on his nationality. The government says all lines of inquiry related to the attack remained open, contradicting a senior officer who earlier told reporters it wasn't terror-related.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. Venice is beginning charging a first-of-its-kind fee for some tourists.
Venice authorities have rolled out a pilot program to charge day trippers €5 apiece to enter the fragile lagoon city on peak weekends next year. The aim is to reduce crowds, encourage longer visits, and improve the quality of life for residents. The rollout of the tourist, quote, contribution came after Venice narrowly escaped being placed on the UNESCO danger list earlier this year because of the threat that over-tourism was having on its delicate ecosystem. Member states cited the proposed new entry fee in deciding to spare Venice from the list. Venice Mayor Luigi Brugnaro says the contribution is a first-of-its-kind experiment in regulating tourist flows in one of the world's most visited places. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
In a series of moves, experts say signal a shift in how developing countries deal with pharmaceuticals. South Africa, Colombia, and others have recently adopted a more combative approach towards drug makers, pushing back on policies that deny treatment to millions of people with tuberculosis and HIV. Some officials say the change was prompted by the vaccine inequity seen during COVID, which triggered initiatives to help poor countries produce their own treatments. One former TB patient who suffered grueling treatment years ago says it's a critical patients everywhere have access to life-saving medicines. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been accused in a legal filing of sexually assaulting a woman in 1993. The three-page summons filed Wednesday does not contain details of the alleged assault, but names Adams, the Transit Bureau, the New York Police Department, and the New York Police Department Guardians Association as defendants. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.